Imagine watching a river flow. The water you see is constantly moving, never the same from one moment to the next. Life is much like that river, ever-changing, never static. Yet we often cling to moments, ideas, or fears as if they are permanent fixtures. Have you considered that your overthinking might stem from resisting the natural flow of life? Have you ever found yourself lying awake at night, replaying the day's events like a movie you can't pause? Do you scroll through social media, comparing yourself to others, and wonder if you're doing enough? If so, you're not alone. Overthinking is a common struggle in our fast-paced world filled with endless choices and constant notifications. It's easy to get caught in the trap of overthinking. Your mind becomes a whirlwind of what-ifs and should-haves, leaving you feeling anxious and overwhelmed. But what if there was a way to break free from this mental maze? Imagine standing beside a calm lake at dawn. The water is so still that it mirrors the sky perfectly. Now, toss a pebble into the lake and watch as ripples disturb the serene surface. Our minds often resemble that disturbed water, constant ripples of thoughts disrupting our peace. The Stoics believe that through reflective meditation, we could return our minds to that state of calmness. Your path to a calmer, more focused mind begins now. Lesson 1. Clarity, the gateway to mental freedom. Imagine standing at the edge of a tranquil lake, the water so clear you can see straight to the bottom. The surface reflects the world around it without distortion. This is the kind of clarity the Stoics believed we could achieve within our minds. But how do we get there? How can we still the turbulent waters of overthinking to see things as they truly are? The Stoics teach us that clarity is not just a state of mind, but a disciplined practice, a gateway to mental freedom. Have you ever asked yourself why certain thoughts consume you more than others? The Stoics would encourage you to examine these thoughts critically. According to them, overthinking stems from confusion between what's within our control and what's not. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. By focusing on what we can control, our own thoughts and actions, we begin to untangle the knots of unnecessary worry. Consider this. What if the majority of your stress comes from trying to control the uncontrollable? The Stoics believe that by accepting the limits of our control, we can achieve unparalleled clarity. They often reflected on the transient nature of life, urging us to focus on the present moment. Seneca advised, "Begin at once to live, and count each separate day as a separate life." By anchoring ourselves in the now, we reduce the mental clutter that leads to overthinking. But let's be honest, letting go of worries isn't easy. How can we practice this Stoic principle in our daily lives? The Stoics suggest a method called distinguishing impressions. When a thought enters your mind, pause and ask, "Is this within my control? If not, release it." Epictetus taught, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This simple question acts as a filter, allowing only productive thoughts to take root. Think about a time when you couldn't stop thinking about someone else's opinion of you. Did it help to dwell on it? The Stoics would argue that it didn't. They believed that overvaluing external opinions clouds our judgment. By seeking clarity, we prioritize our own values over the ever-changing views of others. This doesn't mean we become indifferent. Rather, we choose not to let external factors dictate our inner peace. Now you might wonder, how does clarity help in making decisions? When your mind is clear, you're better equipped to see situations objectively. Overthinking often leads to paralysis by analysis. The Stoics encourage us to trust our informed judgments and take action. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good person should be. Be one." Clarity empowers us to move forward confidently. So how can you harness this secret power of clarity to stop overthinking? Start by keeping a clarity journal. Each day, set aside time to write down the thoughts that are weighing on you. For each thought, ask yourself, "Is this within my control? Am I focusing on the present moment? Does this thought help me move forward?" By writing down your thoughts, you externalize them, making it easier to assess them objectively. This practice, rooted in Stoic philosophy, helps you filter out unnecessary worries and focus on what truly matters. Imagine the freedom of a mind uncluttered by endless what-ifs and hypotheticals. The Stoics achieved this through disciplined practice, and so can you. The secret power to stop overthinking lies in cultivating clarity, seeing things as they are, not as we fear they might be. So are you ready to clear the fog and step into a brighter, more focused state of mind? Embracing clarity is the first step on this transformative journey. By applying the wisdom of the Stoics, you open the door to a life less burdened by overthinking and more enriched by purposeful action. Remember, the power is within you. As the Stoics would ask, why not seize it now? Lesson 2. Rationality. Harnessing reason to overcome overthinking. If overthinking has ever held you back, it's time to discover how harnessing rationality can be your key to overcoming the cycle of endless thoughts. Imagine you're stuck in traffic or got pulled over and you are late for work or an important meeting. Your mind starts racing. What if I miss the meeting? Will they think I'm unprofessional? Could this cost me my job? Before you know it, a simple delay spirals into catastrophic scenarios. Sound familiar? The Stoics believe that our ability to reason is what separates us from chaos. But how often do we actually use this power when we're caught in the grip of overthinking? Have you ever considered that your mind might be amplifying problems that aren't really there? The Stoics teach us that rationality is our guiding light in turbulent times. Epictetus once said, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." By applying reason, we can distinguish between what's real and what's a product of our anxious minds. This clarity allows us to address actual issues rather than getting lost in hypothetical ones. Think about a time when you faced a challenge and your initial reaction was panic. Did that emotional response help you solve the problem? The Stoics would argue that it didn't. They emphasized that emotions like fear and anxiety cloud our judgment. By engaging our rational mind, we can approach situations more objectively. Seneca advised, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." Isn't it time we stopped letting our imagination run wild? But how do we put this into practice? The Stoics suggest pausing to assess the facts whenever we feel overwhelmed. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have that this will happen? Am I assuming the worst without justification? Marcus Aurelius encouraged this introspection, saying, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it." By challenging our assumptions, we break the cycle of overthinking. Have you noticed how overthinking often leads to inaction? We get so caught up in possibilities that we fail to make decisions. The Stoics believed that rationality empowers us to act decisively. They urged us to focus on what can be done rather than what might go wrong. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Epictetus advised, "Isn't it liberating to think that you can choose action over endless rumination?" Consider the role of rationality in your relationships. How many misunderstandings arise because we assume others' intentions without evidence? The Stoics teach us to seek clarity through reason. Before jumping to conclusions, ask for clarification. Communicate openly. By doing so, we prevent unnecessary conflicts fueled by overthinking. Wouldn't your interactions improve if you approached them with a calm, rational mind? Now, you might be wondering, isn't it natural to worry? To some extent, yes. But the Stoics believed that excessive worry is a misuse of our rational faculties. They saw rationality as a tool to navigate life's challenges effectively. Overthinking is like revving a car engine in neutral. It uses energy but gets you nowhere. By engaging our reason, we shift into gear and start moving forward. So, how can you harness this secret power of rationality to stop overthinking? Try the rational response technique. When you catch yourself spiraling into excessive thoughts, follow these steps. Identify the thought. Write down the worrisome thought that's occupying your mind. Examine the evidence. List the facts that support and contradict this thought. Challenge the thought. Ask yourself if the thought is logical or if it's an emotional exaggeration. reframe the thought. Replace it with a rational, balanced perspective. For example, if you're worried about an upcoming presentation and your thought is, "I'm going to fail miserably," challenge it. What evidence do you have? Have you succeeded in the past? Reframe it to, "I've prepared well, and I will do my best." By systematically applying reason, you can dismantle irrational fears. Imagine navigating your days with a mind that's your ally, not your adversary. The Stoics believed that rationality is our most powerful tool against the pitfalls of overthinking. By embracing reason, we can transform our thought patterns, making room for peace and productivity. So, are you ready to activate this secret power within you? Harnessing rationality isn't about suppressing emotions. It's about ensuring they don't dictate your life. The Stoics mastered this balance, and their wisdom remains profoundly relevant today. By applying these principles, you can break free from the chains of overthinking. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, the power is already yours. Why not start using it now? Lesson 3: Acceptance. Letting go of what you can't control. Have you ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, burdened by things you can't control? Do you find yourself spiraling into overthinking because you're trying to solve problems that aren't yours to fix? Imagine standing in the middle of a storm, rain pouring down, winds howling. You can either fight against the storm, getting drenched and exhausted, or you can find shelter and let the storm pass. Which would you choose? The Stoics teach us that much of our overthinking comes from resisting what we cannot change. By accepting things outside our control, we conserve our energy for what truly matters. Have you ever wondered how much mental strain you could alleviate by simply letting go? Think about a time when you were stuck in traffic again, but this time, instead of panicking, you chose to accept the situation. Did you feel a sense of relief wash over you? The Stoics believed that acceptance is a powerful tool against overthinking. Epictetus taught, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." By acknowledging that some things are simply out of our hands, we free ourselves from the endless loop of worry. Have you ever tried to control someone else's actions or opinions? How did that work out? The Stoics would remind us that other people's thoughts and behaviors are beyond our control. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Instead of overthinking how others perceive us, we can focus on our own actions and values. Isn't it empowering to realize that you can control how you respond, even if you can't control what happens? Consider the anxiety that comes from fearing the future or regretting the past. How much of your present moment is consumed by what was or what might be? The Stoics emphasized living in the now, accepting the flow of time as something we cannot alter. Seneca wrote, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." By embracing the present moment, we reduce the clutter of overthinking about things we can't change. But acceptance doesn't mean resignation or passivity. Have you ever thought that accepting a situation means you're giving up? The Stoics would argue the opposite. Acceptance is about acknowledging reality so you can act effectively within it. It's about focusing your efforts where they can make a difference. Epictetus said, "Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens." Isn't it more productive to channel your energy into what you can influence? Now you might be thinking, how do I distinguish between what I can and cannot control? The Stoics offer us the dichotomy of control as a guide. They divide the world into things we have complete control over, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and things we don't, external events, other people's actions, the past, and so on. By consciously categorizing our concerns, we can decide where to invest our mental and emotional resources. Wouldn't this clarity help you avoid unnecessary overthinking? Have you noticed how much lighter you feel when you let go of unrealistic expectations? The Stoics encourage us to align our desires with reality. Instead of wishing for things to be different, we accept them as they are and work within those parameters. This doesn't mean we can't strive for change, but we do so without the burden of attachment to the outcome. As Epictetus put it, don't seek to have events happen as you wish, but wish them to happen as they do happen, and all will be well with you. So how can you harness this secret power of acceptance to stop overthinking? Try the circle of control exercise. Here's how. Draw two circles. On a piece of paper, draw a large circle and then a smaller circle inside it. Inner circle. Things you can control. In the inner circle, list things that are within your control. Your thoughts, actions, responses, and attitudes. Outer circle. Things you can't control. In the outer circle, list things you worry about but can't control. Other people's actions, the weather, the past, etc. Reflect and act. Focus your time and energy on the inner circle. Whenever you catch yourself overthinking about something in the outer circle, remind yourself to let it go. By visually mapping out your concerns, you gain a clearer understanding of where to direct your focus. This exercise, inspired by Stoic principles, helps you practice acceptance daily. Imagine the peace of mind that comes from releasing what's not yours to carry. The Stoics believe that acceptance is not defeat, but a strategic choice to conserve your mental energy for meaningful actions. By letting go of the uncontrollable, you make room for serenity and purposeful living. So, are you ready to lighten your mental load and embrace acceptance? Embracing acceptance is a transformative step in overcoming overthinking. It allows you to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and resilience. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom is timeless. By applying these principles, you can break free from the chains of overthinking and live a more fulfilled life. Remember, as the Stoics would ask, why hold on to what you can't change when you can focus on what you can? Acceptance is not just a passive state, but an active engagement with reality. It's about choosing peace over turmoil, clarity over confusion. By embracing this secret power, you unlock the ability to live more freely and authentically. The power is within you to stop overthinking and start living. Why not begin today? Lesson 4. Impermanence. Embracing change to free your mind. Imagine watching a river flow. The water you see is constantly moving, never the same from one moment to the next. Life is much like that river, ever-changing, never static. Yet, we often cling to moments, ideas, or fears as if they are permanent fixtures. Have you considered that your overthinking might stem from resisting the natural flow of life? The Stoics teach us that by accepting impermanence, we can release ourselves from unnecessary mental entanglements. Think about a time when you wished a happy moment could last forever, or dreaded the end of a pleasant experience. Did holding on to that desire enhance the moment, or did it lead to anxiety about its inevitable end? The Stoics believe that everything in life is transient, and recognizing this can reduce our tendency to overthink. Marcus Aurelius reflected, "Time is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by and another takes its place." By acknowledging the fleeting nature of experiences, we can appreciate them fully without becoming attached. Have you ever feared change so much that you overanalyzed every possible outcome to avoid the unknown? The Stoics would suggest that overthinking in the face of change is like trying to hold back the tide with a spoon. Seneca advised, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Change is not only inevitable, but also necessary for growth." By embracing impermanence, we open ourselves up to new possibilities instead of getting stuck in loops of worry. Consider how much mental energy you expend trying to predict the future or prevent undesirable outcomes. Does this exhaustive analysis actually change anything? The Stoics teach that while we can plan and prepare, we must also accept that the future is uncertain. Epictetus reminded us, "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen, and you will go on well." Isn't it freeing to think that you don't have to have all the answers? But you might ask, how does accepting impermanence help with overthinking? When we understand that thoughts and emotions are temporary, we can observe them without getting trapped. It's like watching clouds pass by rather than getting caught in a storm. By recognizing that our worries are not permanent states, we reduce their power over us. Have you noticed that overthinking often involves replaying past events or worrying about future ones. The Stoics emphasized the importance of the present moment. They believed that the past and future are beyond our control, and that overindulging in them leads to unnecessary suffering. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Confine yourself to the present." By grounding ourselves in the now, we prevent our minds from wandering into realms where overthinking thrives. Think about your relationships. Do you hold on to grudges or past misunderstandings? How much mental space does that occupy? The Stoics would encourage you to let go. They taught that clinging to past hurts only prolongs our own suffering. By accepting that everything changes, including people, we allow ourselves to move forward without the baggage of overanalysis. So how can you harness this secret power of embracing impermanence to stop overthinking? Try the impermanence meditation. Here's how. Find a quiet space. Sit comfortably where you won't be disturbed. Focus on your breath. Close your eyes and take deep breaths, feeling the rise and fall of your chest. Observe your thoughts. As thoughts arise, acknowledge them without judgment and visualize them floating away like leaves on a stream. Reflect on transience. Remind yourself that each thought and emotion is temporary. Say to yourself, "This too shall pass." Return to the present. Gently bring your focus back to your breath and the present moment. Practicing this meditation regularly helps you develop a mindset attuned to impermanence, reducing the grip of overthinking. Imagine the relief of accepting things as they are, without resisting the natural ebb and flow of life. The Stoics believed that embracing impermanence allows us to live more fully and peacefully. By letting go of the illusion of permanence, we free ourselves from the endless cycle of overanalysis. So, are you ready to flow with life's river instead of swimming against the current? Embracing impermanence is a profound step toward overcoming overthinking. It teaches us to appreciate moments without clinging and to face change without fear. The Stoics mastered this understanding, and their wisdom remains a beacon for us today. By applying these principles, you can unlock a life less burdened by incessant thoughts and more enriched by presence and acceptance. Remember, as the Stoics would ask, why fight the inevitable when you can embrace it? Impermanence is not a source of despair, but a gateway to liberation. By acknowledging that everything changes, we can stop overthinking about things we cannot hold on to. This acceptance doesn't diminish life's experiences, it enhances them by making each moment precious. The power to stop overthinking lies in flowing with life's changes, not against them. Why not start embracing impermanence today? Lesson 5. Resilience. Transforming adversity into strength. Have you ever felt like your mind is stuck on a loop, replaying setbacks and failures over and over again? Do you find yourself fixating on problems, wondering why adversity always seems to find you? If overthinking your challenges has become second nature, it's time to uncover a power that can transform your struggles into strengths. Let's delve into how embracing resilience can help you stop overthinking and start thriving in the face of adversity. Are you ready to learn how to turn obstacles into opportunities? Imagine you're climbing a steep mountain trail, and suddenly, a fallen tree blocks your path. You could stand there, lamenting your bad luck and overthinking why this happened to you. Or you could find a way around it, perhaps even discovering a new, more exciting path in the process. The Stoics believed that obstacles are not dead ends, but detours to something greater. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Have you ever considered that your challenges might be guiding you toward growth rather than holding you back? Think about a time when a setback actually led to a better outcome. Maybe you didn't get the job you wanted, only to find a more fulfilling opportunity later. The Stoics teach us that adversity is an inevitable part of life, but it's our response to it that defines us. Seneca said, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Overthinking keeps us trapped in a cycle of negativity, but resilience empowers us to break free and move forward. Isn't it inspiring to think that every hurdle could be a stepping stone to something better? Overthinking often magnifies our problems, making them seem insurmountable. We replay scenarios, question our decisions, and anticipate the worst. The Stoics would urge us to shift our perspective. Epictetus taught, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." By cultivating resilience, we learn to face challenges head-on without becoming entangled in a web of worries. Have you noticed how resilient people seem to navigate difficulties with grace? What if you could adopt that same mindset? Consider the story of Thomas Edison, who famously said after numerous failed attempts to create the light bulb, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This attitude reflects the Stoic principle of embracing adversity as a path to success. Instead of overthinking his failures, Edison viewed each one as a valuable lesson. The Stoics believe that by accepting and learning from our challenges, we develop inner strength. Could adopting this approach help you overcome your own obstacles? But how does resilience help us stop overthinking? When we focus on bouncing back rather than dwelling on setbacks, we redirect our mental energy toward solutions. Overthinking keeps us stuck in the problem, while resilience propels us into action. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt." By choosing to be resilient, we take control of our narrative. Isn't it empowering to think that you have the power to rewrite your story? You might wonder, how can you build resilience if it doesn't come naturally to you? The Stoics believed that resilience is like a muscle. It gets stronger with practice. They often engaged in voluntary discomfort, like fasting or enduring the cold, to prepare themselves for adversity. This practice, known as premeditation of adversity, helps us become less reactive when real challenges arise. Have you ever tried stepping out of your comfort zone to build mental toughness? What if small acts of resilience could reduce your tendency to overthink? So how can you harness this secret power of resilience to stop overthinking? Start a resilience diary. Here's how. Daily reflection. Each evening, write about a challenge you faced that day, no matter how small. Identify your response. Note how you reacted. Did you overthink or did you take action? Learn and adapt. Write down what you learned from the experience and how you can apply it in the future. Set a resilience goal. Choose one way to respond more resiliently to challenges tomorrow. Review regularly. At the end of the week, review your entries to see your growth. By actively reflecting on and learning from your challenges, you train your mind to focus on resilience rather than overthinking. Imagine facing each new day with the confidence that no obstacle is too great to overcome. The Stoics teach us that resilience transforms adversity from a source of distress into a catalyst for growth. By embracing resilience, we not only stop overthinking but also unlock our potential to achieve more than we thought possible. So, are you ready to turn your challenges into triumphs? Remember, as the Stoics would say, the obstacle is the way. The power to overcome is within you. Why not start embracing it today? Lesson 6. Emotional agility. Navigating your feelings to stop overthinking. Imagine standing in front of a vast ocean. The waves represent your emotions, sometimes calm, sometimes tumultuous. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf them. The Stoics believe that while we can't control the emotions that arise within us, we can control how we respond to them. Epictetus taught, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Have you considered that overthinking is often a result of getting swept away by our emotions rather than observing them with a calm mind? Think about a time when a small comment ruined your entire day. Maybe someone criticized your work, and you spent hours or even days replaying the conversation, questioning your abilities. The Stoics recognize that our initial emotional reactions are natural, but dwelling on them leads to unnecessary suffering. Seneca advised, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." By developing emotional agility, we can acknowledge our feelings without becoming trapped by them. Wouldn't it be liberating to experience emotions without letting them control your thoughts? Overthinking often occurs when we resist or suppress our emotions, causing them to fester and grow. The Stoics teach us to embrace our feelings as part of the human experience. Marcus Aurelius wrote, Reject your sense of injury and the injury itself disappears. By accepting our emotions without judgment, we prevent them from dominating our minds. Have you noticed that when you allow yourself to feel an emotion fully, it often passes more quickly? Consider how children handle emotions. They might fall, cry intensely for a few minutes, and then return to play as if nothing happened. They don't overthink why they fell or what others might think. They simply experience the emotion and move on. The Stoics encourage us to adopt a similar approach: feel the emotion, understand its source, and then let it go. Epictetus suggested, "Man is disturbed not by things, but by the views he takes of them." Could adopting a childlike acceptance of emotions help you reduce overthinking? But how do we practice emotional agility in our daily lives? The Stoics recommend cultivating self-awareness and mindfulness. By observing our emotions as they arise, we create a space between feeling and reaction. This pause allows us to choose a rational response rather than an automatic one. Seneca noted, "He who is brave is free." Isn't it empowering to think that by mastering our emotions, we gain the freedom to live without the burden of overthinking? Have you ever tried labeling your emotions when you feel overwhelmed? For example, saying to yourself, "I feel anxious right now." This simple act of acknowledgement can diminish the emotion's intensity. The Stoics believe that naming our feelings helps us understand and manage them. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If you are pained by any external thing, it is not this thing that disturbs you, but your judgment about it." By identifying and examining our emotions, we prevent them from triggering a spiral of overthinking. Consider the role of expectations in your emotional responses. Do you find that you overthink situations when they don't meet your expectations? The Stoics teach us to adjust our expectations to align with reality. Epictetus explained, "Don't hope that events will turn out the way you want. Welcome events in whichever way they happen." By embracing what is, rather than what we wish it to be, we reduce emotional turmoil and consequently overthinking. Would adjusting your expectations help you navigate your emotions more effectively? So, how can you harness this secret power of emotional agility to stop overthinking? Try the emotional navigation technique. Here's how. Pause and breathe. When you notice a strong emotion arising, pause and take 3 deep breaths to center yourself. Identify the emotion. Name the emotion you're feeling: anger, fear, sadness, or any others. Accept without judgment. Acknowledge that it's okay to feel this way. Avoid labeling the emotion as good or bad. Explore the source. Ask yourself what triggered this emotion. Was it an external event or an internal thought? Choose your response. Decide how you want to respond, aligning with your values and rational judgment. Let it go. After you've processed the emotion, allow it to pass without clinging to it. By practicing this technique, you create a mindful approach to emotions, preventing them from spiraling into overthinking. Imagine the peace of mind that comes from navigating your emotions with skill and grace. The Stoics believed that emotional agility is essential for a balanced life. By learning to manage our feelings, we prevent them from hijacking our thoughts and leading us into overanalysis. So, are you ready to take the helm and steer your emotional ship confidently through life's storms? Embracing emotional agility is a transformative step toward overcoming overthinking. It empowers you to experience emotions fully, without becoming enslaved by them. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom offers timeless guidance. By applying these principles, you can cultivate a resilient mind capable of weathering any emotional turbulence. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, you have the power over your mind and emotions. Why not start exercising that power today? Emotional agility doesn't mean suppressing feelings. It means understanding and moving through them with awareness. By adopting this approach, you free yourself from the endless cycles of overthinking that emotions can trigger. The secret power to stop overthinking lies in mastering your emotional responses. The tools are within you, waiting to be utilized. Are you ready to unlock them and embrace a more peaceful, thoughtful life? Lesson 7: Detachment, stepping back to gain clarity and peace. Imagine standing in a bustling train station during rush hour. People are moving in every direction, announcements blare over the loudspeakers, and the noise is overwhelming. Now picture yourself stepping into a quiet observation deck above the station. From this vantage point, you can see the movement below without being swept up in it. The Stoics believed that we can create a similar mental space, a place of detachment where we can observe our thoughts and emotions without being controlled by them. Have you ever considered that by stepping back, you might gain the clarity needed to stop overthinking? Think about a time when you were so immersed in a problem that you couldn't see a solution. Maybe you were emotionally invested in an argument with a friend, replaying every word and gesture in your mind. The Stoics teach us that over-involvement often clouds our judgment. Epictetus advised, "Man is disturbed not by things but by the views he takes of them." By practicing detachment, we can observe situations objectively, reducing the tendency to overthink. Isn't it interesting how solutions often appear when we take a step back? Overthinking frequently occurs when we attach ourselves too closely to outcomes, people, or ideas. We become entangled in our desires and fears, which amplifies our mental noise. The Stoics advocated for detachment as a means to inner peace. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Receive without conceit, release without struggle." By learning to let go of our tight grip on external things, we free ourselves from the constant churn of thoughts. Have you noticed how much lighter you feel when you release your hold on things you can't control? Consider the story of a farmer whose horse ran away. His neighbors exclaimed, "What terrible luck." The farmer simply replied, "Maybe so, maybe not." Later, the horse returned with a group of wild horses. The neighbors said, "What great fortune." Again, the farmer replied, "Maybe so, maybe not." The story continues with ups and downs, but the farmer remains detached, understanding that events are neither inherently good nor bad. The Stoics believed that by avoiding labels and attachments, we prevent overthinking. Could adopting this mindset help you navigate life's uncertainties with greater ease? But how does detachment help us stop overthinking? When we're detached, we create mental space between ourselves and our thoughts. We become observers rather than participants in the drama of our minds. Seneca advised, "He suffers more than necessary, who suffers before it is necessary." By not getting entangled in every thought or emotion, we reduce unnecessary suffering and mental clutter. Isn't it empowering to think that you can choose which thoughts deserve your attention? You might wonder, doesn't detachment make us cold or indifferent? The Stoics would argue the opposite. Detachment allows us to engage with the world more authentically because we're not weighed down by excessive expectations or fears. We're able to respond to situations with clarity and compassion. Epictetus taught, "Detach yourself from the externals and focus on what you can control." By doing so, we can be fully present without being overwhelmed. Wouldn't you like to interact with others without the burden of overanalyzing every detail? Consider your daily life. Do you find yourself obsessing over social media likes, work evaluations, or others' opinions? The Stoics remind us that these external validations are fleeting and often beyond our control. By detaching from them, we reduce the mental noise that leads to overthinking. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been." By reclaiming our power to define our experiences, we free ourselves from the cycle of rumination. Could letting go of external validations help you find inner peace? So how can you harness this secret power of detachment to stop overthinking? Try the detachment practice. Here's how. Mindful observation. When you notice your thoughts racing, pause and take a deep breath. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by. Observe them without judgment or engagement. Identify attachments. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to right now? Is it a desire for a specific outcome, approval, or control over something? Acknowledge these attachments. Question their importance. Reflect on whether these attachments serve your well-being. Are they within your control? Do they align with your values? Release through visualization. Visualize yourself letting go of these attachments. You might imagine releasing a balloon into the sky or watching leaves float away down a stream. refocus on the present. Bring your attention back to the present moment. Engage fully with what you're doing right now, whether it's work, a conversation, or simply breathing. Practice regularly. Incorporate this exercise into your daily routine, especially during moments of stress or overthinking. By practicing detachment, you train your mind to let go of unnecessary mental burdens, creating space for peace and clarity. Imagine navigating your life with a calm mind, unburdened by the weight of excessive thoughts and emotional entanglements. The Stoics believed that detachment is not about withdrawal from life, but about engaging with it more fully and freely. By stepping back, we gain a broader perspective, allowing us to see solutions and appreciate the beauty around us. So, are you ready to cultivate detachment and reclaim your mental serenity? Embracing detachment is a powerful step toward overcoming overthinking. It empowers you to break free from the mental loops that keep you stuck. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom offers a timeless guide for us today. By applying these principles, you can create a sanctuary within yourself, a place of peace amidst life's turbulence. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, you have the power to choose your focus. Why not focus on what brings you peace? Detachment doesn't mean you care less. It means you stop caring about the things that don't matter. By letting go of unnecessary attachments, you make room for what truly enriches your life. The secret power to stop overthinking lies in stepping back and observing without judgment. The tools are within you, ready to be used. Are you prepared to take that step and embrace a more peaceful, intentional way of living? Lesson 8. Reflective Meditation. Cultivating inner stillness to stop overthinking. Imagine standing beside a calm lake at dawn. The water is so still that it mirrors the sky perfectly. Now toss a pebble into the lake and watch as ripples disturb the serene surface. Our minds often resemble that disturbed water, constant ripples of thoughts disrupting our peace. The Stoics believed that through reflective meditation, we could return our minds to that state of calmness. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoics, practiced this daily. He wrote, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." Have you ever considered that the sanctuary you seek might be within you all along? Think about a time when you couldn't escape your thoughts, perhaps lying awake at night, replaying the day's events or worrying about tomorrow. The Stoics teach us that overthinking arises when we allow our minds to wander unchecked. By practicing reflective meditation, we create space to observe our thoughts without getting entangled in them. Seneca advised, "If you really want to escape the things that harass you, what you're needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person." Isn't it empowering to think that you can change your experience by shifting your inner world? Overthinking often stems from unprocessed emotions and unresolved issues. Reflective meditation offers a way to delve into these thoughts gently, gaining insights without judgment. It's like holding up a mirror to your mind, allowing you to see patterns and beliefs that may be causing distress. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." By regularly engaging in self-reflection, we become more aware of our true desires and values. Could this self-awareness be the key to breaking free from overthinking? Consider how athletes review their performances to improve. They watch game footage, analyze their actions, and strategize for better results. Similarly, the Stoics used reflective meditation as a tool for personal growth. Marcus Aurelius would journal his thoughts, reflecting on his day, and contemplating how he could align more closely with his principles. This practice helped him navigate the immense responsibilities of being a Roman emperor without becoming overwhelmed. If reflective meditation could aid a leader of an empire, imagine what it could do for you in managing everyday stresses. But how does reflective meditation help us stop overthinking? It allows us to process thoughts consciously, rather than letting them run rampant. By setting aside time to reflect, we prevent thoughts from intruding when we least expect them. Seneca noted, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." Through meditation, we strengthen our mental resilience, making it less likely for overthinking to take hold. Have you noticed that when you acknowledge a thought, it often loses its grip on you? You might be thinking, I don't have time to sit and meditate for hours. The Stoics understood that life is busy, which is why their approach to meditation is practical and adaptable. Even a few minutes of focused reflection can make a significant difference. Epictetus recommended starting with small, manageable practices. No great thing is created suddenly. By incorporating brief moments of reflection into your routine, you can begin to cultivate inner stillness without overhauling your schedule. Isn't it reassuring to know that profound change doesn't require monumental effort? Consider the benefits of integrating reflective meditation into your daily life. You'll likely find that you're more focused, less reactive, and better equipped to handle challenges. Overthinking thrives on chaos and confusion, but meditation fosters clarity and calm. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By taking control of your mental landscape, you set the stage for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Could this practice be the missing piece in your journey towards stopping overthinking? So how can you harness this secret power of reflective meditation to stop overthinking? Try the evening reflection ritual. Here's how. Set aside time. Choose a quiet time in the evening, even just 10 minutes, where you won't be disturbed. Create a calm environment. Find a comfortable spot, dim the lights, and eliminate distractions. This sets the tone for introspection. Review your day. Gently reflect on the day's events. Recall moments that stood out, both positive and challenging. Acknowledge your emotions. Identify any emotions associated with these events. Did something make you happy, frustrated, or anxious? Ask reflective questions. What did I do well today? Where could I have responded differently? Did I act according to my values? What can I learn from today's experiences? Write it down. Journaling your thoughts can help externalize them, making them less likely to swirl around in your mind unchecked. Set intentions for tomorrow. Based on your reflections, decide how you want to approach the next day. This could be a commitment to practice patience, listen more attentively, or take action on a goal. Release and relax. Conclude the ritual by taking a few deep breaths. Acknowledge that the day is done and allow yourself to rest. By engaging in this practice, you process your thoughts consciously, reducing the likelihood of overthinking when you're trying to unwind or sleep. Imagine ending each day with a sense of closure and peace, your mind clear and ready for rest. The Stoics believed that reflective meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating inner tranquility. By regularly examining our thoughts and actions, we gain control over our minds rather than being controlled by them. So, are you ready to incorporate this practice into your life and experience the difference it can make? Embracing reflective meditation is a profound step toward overcoming overthinking. It empowers you to understand yourself better, recognize unhelpful patterns, and make conscious changes. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom remains profoundly relevant today. By applying these principles, you can create a mental sanctuary, a place where overthinking cannot thrive. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, the quiet mind is a powerful mind. Why not start your journey toward inner stillness tonight? Reflective meditation doesn't require you to escape to a mountaintop or retreat from the world. It's a practical tool you can use wherever you are, amid the busyness of daily life. By turning your attention inward, you unlock the secret power to stop overthinking and start living more intentionally. The path is laid out before you, guided by the wisdom of the Stoics. Are you ready to take the next step and discover the peace that comes from within? Lesson 9. Embracing Amor Fati, loving your fate to stop overthinking. Have you ever caught yourself replaying past mistakes or worrying endlessly about the future, wondering if things could have been different? Do you feel trapped in a cycle of what-ifs and if-onlys that keeps you from enjoying the present moment? If overthinking your life's circumstances has left you feeling stuck, it's time to uncover the secret power of embracing Amor Fati, the love of one's fate. Imagine your life as a book, each chapter filled with experiences that shape who you are. Some chapters are joyous, while others are filled with challenges you'd rather skip. But what if every page, every twist in the plot, is essential to your story? The Stoics believed that by embracing all that happens to us, both good and bad, we can find serenity and purpose. Amor Fati, or the love of fate, is about accepting and even loving our life's journey as it unfolds. Have you ever thought about how accepting your fate might free you from the chains of overthinking? Think about a time when an unexpected event disrupted your plans, a job loss, a breakup, or a missed opportunity. Initially, you might have felt devastated, replaying the situation repeatedly in your mind. But perhaps later, you realize that this event led you to new opportunities or personal growth. The Stoics teach us that everything happens for a reason, and by embracing our fate, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together." Isn't it possible that by loving our fate, we can transform overthinking into gratitude? Overthinking often stems from resisting reality, wishing things were different, or fearing what the future holds. The Stoics recognize that this resistance creates unnecessary suffering. Epictetus advised, "Don't demand that things happen as you wish, but wish that they happen as they do happen, and you will go on well." By embracing Amor Fati, we accept life as it is, not as we want it to be. This acceptance doesn't mean we become passive, but rather that we engage with life wholeheartedly. Could this wholehearted engagement help you stop overthinking and start living more fully? Consider the story of J.K. Rowling, who faced numerous rejections before Harry Potter was finally published. Instead of overthinking her failures, she embraced them as part of her journey. This acceptance propelled her forward, ultimately leading to unprecedented success. The Stoics would applaud such resilience, seeing setbacks not as dead ends but as necessary steps on the path of fate. Have you ever wondered how embracing your own journey, with all its ups and downs, might open doors you didn't know existed? But how does loving one's fate help us stop overthinking? When we accept that every experience contributes to our growth, we release the need to control or second-guess every outcome. Seneca noted, "A good person dyes events with his own color and turns whatever happens to his own benefit." By adopting this mindset, we see challenges as opportunities rather than obstacles. Isn't it freeing to think that everything in your life is there to serve you in some way? You might be thinking, "But what about truly painful experiences? How can I possibly embrace those?" The Stoics understood that suffering is an inevitable part of life, but they believed in finding meaning within it. Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor influenced by Stoic philosophy, wrote about finding purpose even in the most harrowing circumstances. By embracing his fate, he found the strength to endure. Could finding meaning in your own struggles help you move past overthinking and toward healing? So how can you harness this secret power of embracing Amor Fati to stop overthinking? Try the Amor Fati affirmation. Here's how. Daily acceptance. Each morning, begin your day by affirming, "I embrace whatever today brings. I will find value in every experience." Mindful reflection. When faced with a challenge, pause and remind yourself that this is a part of your journey. Ask, "What can I learn from this?" Gratitude. Journaling. In the evening, write down three things that happened during the day, including challenges, and note how they contribute to your growth. Release control. Acknowledge areas where you're resisting reality. Consciously choose to let go of the need to control the outcome. Visualize embracing fate. Close your eyes and imagine yourself warmly accepting each event that comes your way, wrapping it in appreciation. By consistently practicing these steps, you train your mind to embrace life as it unfolds, reducing the tendency to overthink and increasing your sense of peace. Imagine living each day with the confidence that everything happening is part of a greater plan tailored for your growth. The Stoics believed that by loving our fate, we align ourselves with the universe's rational order. This alignment brings a deep sense of peace, knowing that we are exactly where we're meant to be. So, are you ready to open your arms to life's journey and let go of the overthinking that holds you back? Embracing Amor Fati is a transformative step toward overcoming overthinking. It empowers you to accept and love your life story with all its unexpected plot twists. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom offers a timeless guide for us today. By applying these principles, you can find meaning in every experience, freeing yourself from the mental loops that cause distress. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, the obstacle becomes the way. Why not choose to love the path you're on? Loving your fate doesn't mean you have to enjoy every moment, but it does mean recognizing each moment's value in shaping who you are. By adopting Amor Fati, you transform from a passive participant in your life to an active embracer of your destiny. The secret power to stop overthinking lies in this profound acceptance and love of your own journey. The pen is in your hand and the next chapter awaits. Are you ready to write it with courage and gratitude? Lesson 10, Indifference, Letting Go to Gain Inner Peace. Imagine you're carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Each rock represents a worry, a fear, or an overanalyzed thought. The weight slows you down, makes every step laborious, and drains your joy. Now, imagine setting that backpack down and feeling the lightness that follows. The Stoics believed that much of our mental burden comes from attaching importance to things outside our control. By practicing indifference toward these externals, we can lighten our mental load. Epictetus taught, "It's not things that disturb us, but our judgments about them." Have you ever considered that by adjusting your perspective, you could free yourself from overthinking? Think about a time when someone else's opinion upset you. Maybe a colleague criticized your work, or a friend made an offhand remark that lingered in your mind. You might have spent hours dissecting their words, wondering what they meant and how you should respond. The Stoics would remind us that we cannot control others' thoughts or actions, only our own. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been." By practicing indifference to others' opinions, we protect our peace of mind. Isn't it empowering to think that you can decide whether or not to be affected by external judgments? Overthinking often arises when we assign too much importance to things that, in the grand scheme, are insignificant. We might obsess over a minor mistake, a delayed flight, or even the weather ruining our plans. The Stoics teach us to differentiate between what is essential and what is not. Seneca advised, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." By cultivating indifference toward trivial matters, we conserve our mental energy for what truly matters. Have you noticed how much calmer you feel when you let go of minor annoyances? Consider the example of a professional athlete who loses a game. Instead of dwelling on the loss, they focus on improving their skills for the next match. They practice indifference to the outcome, understanding that fixation won't change the past, but preparation can influence the future. The Stoics believed that by accepting events as they are, without emotional overinvestment, we can respond more effectively. Epictetus said, "Do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead, want them to happen as they do happen." Could adopting this mindset help you stop overthinking and navigate life with greater ease? But how does practicing indifference lead to inner peace? When we detach from the need to control or judge external events, we reduce the internal friction that fuels overthinking. We begin to accept life as it unfolds, responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. Marcus Aurelius encouraged, "Receive without conceit, release without struggle." By letting go of unnecessary attachments, we create space for tranquility. Isn't it soothing to imagine a mind untroubled by the incessant chatter of inconsequential worries? You might wonder, doesn't indifference make us apathetic or uncaring? The Stoics would argue that it's about prioritizing our focus, not abandoning our responsibilities or relationships. By being indifferent to unchangeable externals, we can dedicate ourselves more fully to our values and actions. Seneca explained, "A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not." This contentment doesn't stem from a lack of ambition, but from a grounded sense of what's within our control. Could this approach help you invest your energy where it truly counts? Consider your daily life. How often do you overthink situations that, in retrospect, didn't deserve your attention? Maybe you replay conversations, worry about traffic, or stress over world events beyond your influence. The Stoics remind us that by practicing indifference to these externals, we reclaim our mental clarity. Epictetus taught, "Who then is invincible? The one who cannot be upset by anything outside their reasoned choice." By focusing on our reasoned choices, we strengthen our resilience against overthinking. Wouldn't it be liberating to navigate your day without the weight of unnecessary worries? So how can you harness this secret power of practicing Stoic indifference to stop overthinking? Try the indifference exercise. Here's how. Identify triggers. Make a list of situations or thoughts that commonly lead you to overthink. Be honest and specific. Assess control. For each item, ask yourself, is this within my control? Remember that you control your actions and responses, not external events or others' opinions. Reframe your perspective. For items outside your control, practice framing them with indifference. For example, I cannot control the traffic, but I can control how I use this time. Mindful letting go. When you catch yourself overthinking, gently remind yourself to let go. Visualize the thought floating away like a balloon released into the sky. Focus on actionable steps. Redirect your attention to what you can do. If you're worried about an upcoming presentation, focus on your preparation rather than potential outcomes. Daily reflection. At the end of each day, reflect on moments when you successfully practiced indifference and note the impact on your peace of mind. By consistently applying this exercise, you train your mind to detach from unnecessary concerns, reducing overthinking and enhancing inner tranquility. Imagine moving through life with a serene mind, unshaken by external disturbances. The Stoics believed that practicing indifference to what we cannot control allows us to focus on living virtuously and intentionally. By letting go of futile worries, we make room for joy, purpose, and meaningful action. So, are you ready to lay down the burdens you've been carrying and embrace the lightness of being? Embracing Stoic indifference is a powerful step toward overcoming overthinking. It empowers you to discern where to invest your mental and emotional energy, fostering a sense of calm and control. The Stoics mastered this art, and their wisdom offers a timeless guide for us today. By applying these principles, you can transform your inner landscape, creating a sanctuary of peace amidst life's unpredictability. Remember, as the Stoics would remind us, true freedom comes from focusing on what we can control. Why not start practicing indifference today? Practicing indifference doesn't mean you stop caring about life. It means you stop letting inconsequential things control your inner state. By releasing attachment to externals, you reclaim your power to shape your experience. The secret power to stop overthinking lies in this deliberate choice to focus on what truly matters. The path to inner peace is before you, guided by the wisdom of the Stoics. Are you ready to take the first step and embrace the serenity that comes with letting go? Imagine waking up each day with a clear mind, ready to embrace whatever comes your way. Picture yourself making decisions confidently, without the nagging doubts that used to hold you back. Envision building stronger relationships because you're fully present, no longer lost in your thoughts. This isn't a distant dream. It's a possibility within your reach.